Good morning. Good morning. This is Dr. Valerie Brown Ball, aka Coach Val. Grab your cup of coffee or your smoothie or something, and let's get ready to get our challenge, our leadership challenge for the week. I have a special guest today for you. And like I told you, I'm bringing in some heavy hitters, some subject matter experts that's going to help us get through the pain points of leadership. Today, I have a quote for you by Kate Middleton. The attitude towards mental health must change. And I agree with her wholeheartedly, because a lot of times when people think of mental health, they think the worst. But mental health is what we all have to deal with and we all have to take care of. And so today we're talking about the pain point of change. And change can be very painful to some people more than others. So we need to change our attitudes, because sometimes we need help as we're going through change. So today I brought on a special guest, and her name is Dr. Irvin. And she is originally from Seattle. And Dr. Shalon Irvin is a psychologist, and she graduated from Georgia School of Professional Psychology at Argosy University, and she also loves traveling, cooking, and spending time with her family. And she's done a whole host of things. She's been on a series, a radio series, where she discussed misperceptions on mental health amongst communities of color. She's an excellent speaker, and she does motivational speaking. And I'm just so glad to have her, because she's going to shed some light on how we can have change our attitude towards mental health today. Welcome, Dr. Irvin. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Awesome. So why don't you tell our guests, because I didn't even read your whole bio. I just kind of told them, you know, you are credentials, and then I told them the soft side of you, that you like traveling, and that's how we met. We met on a cruise. And we were both speakers at on a conference, on a cruise. And I was really inspired by some of the things you were talking about. So I wanted to have you as a guest on my show. But why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and, you know, your area of expertise?
Okay. Well, as Dr. Ball said, I am a clinical psychologist practicing in Seattle. I would describe myself as a visionary, a natural healer, and a natural helper, which drew me to the field. I've trained as a generalist, which means that I treat an assortment of disorders, but my specialties are trauma and transition, because I feel those two areas are something that need to be highlighted and that many go through, but many don't talk about. I have worked at various VAs across the nation, currently working for the King County Superior Court, where I'm the clinical psychologist for the court. I also have a private practice called Renewal of the Mind, where I do individual sessions, consultations, and trainings. And I speak, as Dr. Ball also said.
Awesome. Wow. Good. We got an expert here. I can't wait to ask you some questions, because I sent her an email telling her we were discussing this month, we're talking about the 12 pain points of leadership. And one of the main ones that we're going to discuss this month is change. And that's because I picked change because we're going through a pandemic. So everyone has to go through some level of change at this particular time. And being that it's a pain point, it could affect you spirit, soul, and body, you know? So I wanted to talk about mental health as regards to change and what we're going through during this pandemic. So can you share your thoughts on change as a pain point for leaders?
Absolutely. I think leaders carry a heavier burden because their actions don't only impact them, but all that follow them. So their pain points sometimes are more highlighted. But when I think of a pain point, I just simply think of it as a problem or a challenge. So in my profession, I try to be an agent of change. And what I found in doing this work is that pain is often the catalyst for change. However, it's not always viewed by that for the individual going through the pain or the change. So they hold on to the pain instead of embracing the change. And if a problem does not exist, change is not likely to occur. So we have to be uncomfortable. And I think that's where many people get stuck, because no one wants to be uncomfortable, but you have to change your viewpoint of why you're uncomfortable and what that pain is trying to show you. Because people create and establish patterns of behavior, and they become automatic and reactive. But when pain points or change comes, we sometimes have to change our behaviors. And if it is a pattern, it becomes difficult to change. So in mental health, it all starts in the mind. Why have renewal of the mind? So we have to think about what that change is trying to teach us, what the pain is trying to teach us, and move forth with that. But I know it's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm. And we need help sometimes, and we have to embrace help as well. And thank God for psychologists and therapists and, you know, and coaches who can help you through that process. You don't have to do it alone. And that's why I look at it from a positive perspective, because, you know, like I said, it's your attitude about mental health that must change, because I think everyone has to look at themselves inwardly and make sure, you know, everything is going well on the inside of us. So we need help sometimes, because this world can be very challenging. And I was thinking also too, as you're talking, Dr. Urban, is that we're going through this pandemic. So how is that affecting people, you know, in terms of, you know, in their daily life, in their work life, in their family life? How do you see people embracing change during this pandemic?
I think people are being forced to embrace change, because unlike many other times where it's individual change, this is worldly change. Everything has been impacted. Our environments have shifted. Our safety has shifted. Our patterns have shifted. Our ability to just get up and go, they have shifted. So we all have been mandated and forced to change, which is difficult. One thing that I do see happening is I'm getting more inquiries for assistance and for people interested in mental health. So I think this pandemic was a shift, because it's forced people to be more still. And in stillness is when we connect with what's really going on. Because prior to this, I think many people were coping by staying busy. But that avenue has been shifted for us. So what I'm seeing with this pandemic is some people are thriving, and some people are finding it more difficult to go inward to figure out what they need to work on or need assistance with.
Okay. That sounds good. I was just thinking when you mentioned that about this change was forced on us. I was thinking of a quote I saw in A Healthy Place, and it said, trauma creates changes you don't choose, but healing is about healing is about creating change that you do choose. So, you know, we can choose to be well, and even though something was forced upon us, and then we just have to, like you said, be still. And you know, I used to have a problem with that, especially, you know, I used to say I have ADHD, but I used to be all over the place, you know, running here and there and there. And then one day, I just stopped, and you know, spiritually, God said, just sit down somewhere and be still. And I've learned that being still, it forces you to connect with your inner self and really, and then allow you to hear, you know, I believe from God that there's areas in your life that you need to work on and stop running and stop, you know, hiding it or covering it up because you're working all the time or busy all the time. So actually I embraced being home during the pandemic because it allowed me to be still and to manage my time more wisely. Because, you know, like you said, it was forced upon us. So I actually completed my dissertation during the pandemic, which was hard for me because I was all over the place. So I'm a new doctor because I was able to complete and also present my dissertation virtually during the pandemic. So it was a positive time for me from that perspective. So I kind of look at it the bright side of everything going through this change. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about how we, you know, once we do tap into ourselves and once we do realize there's things that need to change, can you give us some tips on how we can embrace change and make it easier for ourselves?
One thing that I would like to say is pay attention to your feelings. Oftentimes those are what we ignore, but our feelings are indicators of our environment. It's our strongest indicator, and it lets us know if our life is moving in a purposeful direction or if it's not. Our feelings help us stay aligned with our purpose. So when we ignore our feelings by staying busy or not wanting to feel them because they are a burden, we sometimes lose our direction and our alignment. So I'd say during this pandemic, really pay attention to what you're feeling. Now, don't use your feelings as indicators of behavior, because just because you feel it doesn't mean you need to act on it. Feelings, you need to sit with it and try to understand what the feeling is trying to tell you, and then act. So I would say, if there's nothing else you can do, try to become one with your feelings and understand what they're trying to tell you.
Wow, that's good. And I have some comments with regards to what you're saying about feelings. But let's wait to after the break. We're going to break now. We're going to take a quick 1-minute break. Don't go anywhere, because Dr. Irvin's going to be here with me, and we're going to give you some more tips on how to get through the challenge of change.
Have you heard about the new Black Business Directory? Welcome to Click Irvin. Here, you can find hundreds of businesses owned by us. Whatever business professional you're looking for, they're right here. And the best part is, membership is absolutely free.
Just go to www.theclickurban.com, sign up for a free account, create your free listing, and boom, you're done.
Begin surfing the largest Black business directory online and be seen by hundreds of customers and clients all in one place. Get exposure on all of the major search engines, including Google. Our innovative platform includes search engine optimization that will make your listing easy to find. This is the hottest new business directory created for us by us.
Join today. Go to www.theclickurban.com.
Your health is your wealth. MyBeautifulEmotions.com. Founded by my daughter, Christina Emanuel DeLuna, and myself, Dr. Valerie Brown Ball, bringing you the finest products to help you live your best life. This is where East meets West for natural self-care, healing, inspired by our African ancestors thousands of years ago. Our products include gems, essential oils, herbs and plants and trees, the earthly gifts God gave us for our health, wellness, and self-care. Also, check out my book, Leadership the Iron Way, a great reflection and self-mastery tool. Live your best life and feed your soul and spirit at MyBeautifulEmotions.com. Again, visit MyBeautifulEmotions.com. Okay, welcome back. I'm here with Dr. Shalon Irvin, and we're talking about change and as a pain point and how we embrace it and how we get through it. And before we went to break, she was talking about feelings and how we need to get in touch with our feelings. So can you expound on that a little bit more, Dr. Irvin?
Sure. We've been taught and socialized to believe that there are good feelings and there are bad feelings. So if you're not happy, then you're experiencing a bad feeling. Anger and sadness are sometimes labeled as bad feelings. But in reality, all feelings are good. It's what we do with the feelings that make it good or bad. So it's the behavior, not the actual feeling. Our feelings are indicators. So when you feel something, it's letting you know what's going on in your environment either aligns or does not align with who you are, or where shifts and change need to occur. So when you ignore your feelings, you then stay on a path that could be good or bad for you, but you don't know because you're ignoring and you're just going with the motions. So that's why I think this pandemic is a great time, because things have slowed down, to really get in touch with your feelings. And sometimes it's very, very painful, especially if there's bottled up feelings there. But that's where you may want to seek assistance to help you process, because sometimes there's too much going on in the head. So as Dr. Val said, finding a coach, finding a therapist, and normalizing that, because mental health is really stigmatized. And many people think you have to be crazy or something has to be wrong for you to seek help. But it's quite the opposite. It's there to help you thrive. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a problem. Sometimes you just need a push.
I like that. It's there to help you thrive. Okay, I'm going to say that quote is by Dr. Irvin. She says, help you thrive. You know, that's good, because if you look at mental health as an opportunity to help you thrive, you know, every leader I know wants to thrive and they want to grow. So it's an opportunity for you to grow. It's an opportunity for you to get feedback from someone. It's an opportunity for you to thrive in whatever you're doing. And as leaders, you know, a lot of times we don't realize that we know we're influencing other people, but if we don't check in on our mental health, it's really important, because, you know, other people are looking at us, other people are following us, and we're setting an example. And if we show them, I mean, I don't mind telling people, you know, when my mom passed and my dad passed all in the same year, that I went to a therapist because I was going through grief, you know, and I wanted to get through the process quicker than, you know, and so I sought out a therapist. And I'm glad I did, because it helped me process those feelings that I probably would have suppressed, and then it may have come out at a later time. So I felt like now I can get back to work, do the things that I normally do with a clear mind, and also look at it more from a positive perspective, that, you know, my parents were here for a long time. Hey, I had years, and they saw their grandchildren and all that kind of stuff. So I'm thankful for their lives, and I celebrate their lives. So that whole shift in thought process came from me talking with someone. So I know some of you can relate to that. So you don't have to go through some things all on your own. And now we're talking about pandemic right now, but let's talk about some things that that you have done. What changes have you been forced to do during this pandemic, Dr. Irvin?
Well, one of my pain points, I would say, was balancing my time and energy. So being in the profession of helping and being who I am, because I feel like my profession chose me, I always wanted to avail myself to any and everything that came about. But that was really driving me thin, and I didn't even recognize that. So this pandemic has allowed me to slow down and examine where my time and energy go, and really decide if that aligns with my passion and purpose. Because if I'm not doing it within purpose, it's not beneficial to myself or others. So I think this has allowed me to really go inward, when before I was so busy, I didn't have as much time to go inward. It's also mm-hmm. helped me get in touch with vulnerability and the importance of vulnerability, especially as a leader, being authentic and showing those signs of vulnerability to others. Because sometimes people look at leaders as not perfect beings, but not quite human beings. And we all feel. Yes. And for leaders, it's sometimes more of a burden, because you're not only carrying your burdens, but you're carrying the burdens of others and trying to do it so gracefully so that no one feels any pain. But that's not reality. So I had to get real with that, allow things to happen, allow myself to recognize that I'm not in control, and explore my relationship with control and becoming more flexible. Also, restarting therapy, taking time to do that, because I think every healer needs a healer. And it's been a very beneficial journey for me. I say everyone should do it. But just taking that time for myself so that I can be more of an effective leader and not feeling bad about it.
Awesome. Well, you know, my daughter is a therapist. She's a mental health therapist. And She and I kind of partner, our offices are connected. I'm the coach and she's the therapist. And I just saw, like you said, I saw a shift. It's almost like she had to hire more therapists during this time because, you know, the phone was ringing off the hook. You know, people are going within, like you said at the beginning, and they're starting to see the need for someone to help them during this time, especially, you know, if they're going through challenges, especially through their businesses, you know, not making, producing like they used to. Their careers have been cut short, or they're dealing with kids at home, with school, and there's so much people are dealing with. So, you know, I noticed that, which was exciting for me. I'm not happy that people are going through, but I was excited because I was seeing how business is picking up and people are starting to embrace mental health therapy more now because of this pandemic. And I wanted, before we go, I just wanted you to talk a little bit about spirituality because, you know, as you were saying, emotions and feelings, you know, my daughter and I have a website, e-commerce website called beautifulemotionsshop.com, or it's mybeautifulemotions.com. And we found that what people need assistance being still sometimes, so we provide some products that will help them, you know, aromatherapy and things to help them relax and meditate and de-stress, those kind of things. So can you, you know, talk to us a little bit before we go about spirituality and how that can help you, you know, beyond mental health?
Absolutely. I think, as you stated earlier, mind, body, and spirit, you cannot separate or isolate any of those. They all work collectively together. So what I find is sometimes people want to focus on the body or just the mind or just the spirit, but all three have to work together to create a wholeness. And I think spirituality is the heart of it all. Like, that's where what you're truly aligning to. When you're aligning to yourself or trying to align to your purpose, that's your spirit that was created for perfection. That doesn't mean you're a perfect being, but it means that your spirit was created for perfection. And the closer you get to your spirit, your spiritual calling, and your spiritual creator, the more you will thrive. So it's something you can't ignore. It's something you need to embrace on whatever level you'd like to embrace it. For myself, I'm Christian, so of course I embrace my relationship with God and Jesus. But for others, spirituality looks a little different, but the basis is the same.
Awesome. Well, with that, you can't, hey, I'm, you know, I am a spiritual person, and people, my daughter also tells me that those people who are more connected spiritually heal faster. So it does add value to really tap into your spirituality while you're going through, you know, taking care of your mental health. Well, before we go, I have my little symbol. I talk about symbolism, Dr. Irvin, and how, you know, we use symbols to help us look deeper into things in life. So the symbol that I'm going to introduce today is the Tree of Life symbol. I love it. I think I have trees of life all around me at my home. But the Tree of Life is a symbol of a fresh start on life. It's positive energy, good health, and a bright future. It's a symbol of immortality. A tree grows old, yet it bears seeds that contain its very essence. And in this way, the tree becomes immortal, a symbol of growth and strength. And so I just like to say, as we are growing and as we are alive, we're going to have pain, because when you grow, there's pain. You're uncomfortable when you grow, like Dr. Irvin says. But, you know, the good news is that we don't have to do it alone. But Dr. Irvin, I thank you for joining us today. And wow, I got a lot out of it. I'm inspired, and you confirmed a lot that I was thinking about. And so I'm glad we were able to share it with our listeners. So, you know, before you go, you have anything to say in parting?
If you would like to connect, you can find me on Instagram at Renewal of the Mind. Or you can find me on my website at drchalon.com, drchalon.com, which has all ways to connect with me. I've enjoyed this time that we've spent together, and I hope it was purposeful for all because it was purposeful for me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. It was purposeful for me. And so everyone, this week your challenge is to be still and get in touch with your feelings. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. Namaste. Peace, light, and love.